And Rosemary Anderson is the chairperson of FedHASA, the umbrella body for the Hotel and Industry Association. Rosemary, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. How are you doing today?
I am delighted. Well, it's an awkward thing to say because I want people who work in restaurants to be well paid, but I also want restaurants to only have to pay them what is affordable under the circumstances.
Yes, that's exactly how FedHASA feels too. And if the bargaining council extension had gone through, it would have made countless marginal restaurants and other food and beverage establishments would have to close down. So this process that FedHASA has facilitated has saved many restaurants and therefore saved jobs in the short and medium term too, John.
What is the state of play now? Is it a permanent interdict, a temporary interdict?
It is an interdict until it actually goes to court again. So there's going to be a review application where we then will be having the whole matter heard before the courts. But at least in the meantime, no restaurant or no hospitality company who sells food and beverages has to comply with the bargaining council rules.
And when is that the main action going to be argued?
It's really up to the courts to give us a date. So it could be soon.
Oh, you don't have a date yet.
It could take a number of years. It's really up to the courts to give us a date. Yes.
And the main argument from the side of the restaurants against or making permanent the interdict would be?
The main argument that FedHASA and the restaurant collective is putting through is that you required 50% plus one representation with regards to the unions and with regards to the employer organization. And this percentage hasn't been obtained in all of the documents that actually were necessitated for this directive to go through. So basically, we're applying under a matter of numbers, and we know the numbers are definitely correct. So there basically is not 50% plus one representation. So it's actually based on that.
Thank you very much, Rosemary Anderson, chairperson of FedHASA.